It is now time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at 9:20 a.m. on KCBS, we're giving you direct access to top experts in various fields. And today, norovirus is spreading rapidly around the states, and California seems to be having a hard time getting a handle on it. That's because the stomach flu-like sickness can spread very easily, but it's a little complicated to clean up. For more on this and other related topics, we are joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Dr. Peter Chin Hong. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
If you have a question that you'd like to answered, please email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. First of all, let's talk about what norovirus is. Some people call it the flu bug. It's not the flu.
It's not the flu at all. So that means that we won't need to chase it with Tamiflu or other antiviral agents. It's a different kind of virus and one that's really notable for the sudden onset of nausea, vomiting, particularly with some diarrhea. So in many other diarrheal illnesses, diarrhea is the main star, but in norovirus, it's the vomiting plus the diarrhea.
I mean, a lot of people, myself included, think of it as the cruise ship bug because it seems like it often breaks out on cruise ships in those tightly confined quarters. Is that a good example of what we're talking about?
Yes, it's the most common cause of diarrheal diseases in the United States. You see it pick up on cruise ships when you bring a lot of people together. One person might have it. You can get it from surfaces, shaking hands, contaminated food. And when you have flooding, like we've had over the last few weeks, you can also get an uptick in norovirus too, because a lot of times septic tanks are overflowing into the flooding and people get contaminated after exposure.
Ah, so is that one of the reasons, all the recent wet weather and flooding, that we're seeing an uptick in norovirus cases in California?
It could certainly be part of the explanation, but the other reasons are very similar to why we're seeing more other diseases like Group A strep or RSV in, over the winter. It's really because of two things. Number one, we haven't had a lot of exposure during the last 3 years, so we don't have a lot of immunity. And then number two, people are just gathering more right now. And because norovirus is a winter virus, and this is kind of the usual time it comes, you have a lot of people gathering together with not a lot of immunity, spreading it around easily.
Okay, so the outbreaks that we're seeing right now at some schools and other close quarter situations, they are worse than pre-pandemic?
They're about the same as the worst before the pre-pandemic, meaning that they're in the range, but the upper limit of the range. When you look at some countries like the UK, it's about double what they've seen before the pandemic. We're seeing an uptick right now. You know, in the United States, it's probably the most, at least for the year, if not longer. And just to give you some context, in California, we've had about 25 outbreaks since February 1st. So it's there, and this is the only, in terms of the outbreaks measured, those are the things we know about. But of course, there are probably lots of norovirus in the community that we don't know about.
Why is this such a tricky bug to protect yourself from? And what should people do to keep from getting sick?
So it's tricky because norovirus can live on surfaces for weeks, and it's just very easy to catch it from touching a surface where somebody might have vomited on, or a little droplet has landed on, stays around for weeks, and then that virus can then be spread. In fact, the CDC estimates that about 60% of norovirus in the community is transmitted from handshaking and touching surfaces and then touching your face. So in terms of things that people can do, certainly if somebody has norovirus in the household, that person, if they are around surfaces like in the kitchen, etc., you'd probably want to clean it with a bleach solution. So about 5 to 20 tablespoons of bleach per gallon. And you clean it for about 5 minutes. And of course, washing hands with soap and water is the antidote. It's not really killed by hand sanitizers. So that's the other pearl as well. And probably why it's flourishing is because we've gotten used to hand sanitizers a lot during the COVID pandemic, and this is really an old-fashioned soap and water kind of virus.
Okay, why don't hand sanitizers work against norovirus?
Well, it doesn't work because, the virus is very hardy and can't be deactivated by alcohol in these hand sanitizers. Another diarrheal disease, C. difficile, which some people might have heard about, has the same problem as well. So in the hospitals, sure, we have hand sanitizers around, but whenever somebody has one of these diarrheal diseases, we'd put up signs saying that you really have to wash your hands with soap and water, sing your favorite song, happy birthday, what have you, 20 seconds, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you don't have to sing well. It's the amount of time that you spend singing that song. Okay, we are speaking with Peter Chin Hong, Dr. Peter Chin Hong, infectious disease specialist at UCSF. And today's topic on Ask an Expert is norovirus. Norovirus cases are increasing rapidly in California and what people should do to protect themselves. Let's take some questions from listeners. So the first question is, this is basically a stomach flu. Why is it sometimes confused with influenza?
It's confused with influenza because of the name that we commonly use, stomach flu. So people hear flu and they think influenza, but the flu really has nothing to do with norovirus. I mean, if we really wanted to be accurate, we'd say norovirus infection or, something like that. But the use of the word flu, I think is a misnomer. There is some nausea that you can get. There's some fevers that some people get. So maybe that might be the reason why people initially gave it the moniker of stomach flu. The stomach is correct, meaning that diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, stomach pain are predominant features in norovirus infection.
Yeah, I find I'm constantly correcting people when they describe it as the stomach flu. It's not the flu. It's not influenza. Another question from a listener is, does the norovirus spread through the air like COVID?
Oh, that's a great question. Norovirus doesn't spread in airborne, so it's not light like dandelions floating in the air and you can get it from across the room. But it's spread by droplets on projectile vomiting. So somebody vomits. The virus is found in these little droplets that are pretty heavy, but they fall on surfaces and they fall within 3 feet. So if you're in that projectile vomiting, you could potentially ingest it. And if it falls on a surface and you touch the surface and then touch your mouth and eat it, you can get infected that way as well. In fact, in that elementary school in LA, in Long Beach, more than 100 students and staff were infected recently, and that kind of close quarter, surface touching your nose and mouth were probably the main reasons why so many people got it. Of course, during COVID, we de-emphasize washing hands and surfaces and cleaning groceries and such, but there are illnesses like norovirus that really thrive on being transmitted that way.
Although at schools, I find that a lot of students and staff are still wearing masks, which is not an issue, or it doesn't stop norovirus because that's a surface disease or a surface virus, but it keeps you from touching your face and your nose.
It keeps you from touching your face and your nose as long as you wear the mask. But say you wear the mask indoors and you feel you've escaped it and you go outdoors and you're playing in recess with your friends and somebody just sort of like vomits suddenly, all of those little droplets can fly all over the place.
Yuck. Let's take some more listener questions here. This is a good one. Do you get immunity after being infected by the norovirus?
You do get immunity, but there are several types of norovirus. So getting immunity to one doesn't confer immunity to the others. However, it probably does play an impact because we're seeing more now compared to a year ago, and it really suggests that some immunity gets carried over. We know for sure immunity lasts for a few months, but probably not as long as a year. So again, the short answer is yes, there's some immunity, but it's not a guarantee.
Okay. Another listener would like to know, what medicine should they use during an infection if they do catch this disease?
That's a great question. So for many illnesses like, you know, norovirus or diarrheal diseases, the main problem is you're losing a lot of fluid. So the main treatment is not antivirals or, some fancy medicine. It's really rehydration. So if someone can take fluids, that's going to be the best situation. Of course, Pedialyte, those kinds of Gatorade, those are great solutions if you can stay at home. Some people need to be hospitalized. In fact, over 100,000 Americans are hospitalized on a typical pre-COVID year for norovirus. And, you know, about 100 people also die.
So it can be fatal, but it sounds like it's pretty rare.
Yeah, about 100 to 1,000, so okay. Depending on the year. But yes, the deaths are rare, but hospitalizations, not super rare, you know, a little bit more common depending on your age. And certainly about 20 million people get it on a typical year.
We have time for a couple more questions. Are there long-term effects of norovirus that we know of?
Well, I think with, like, as we're learning more and more about these chronic infections, anytime you get an infection, you can get chronic symptoms after, which is from immune activation. It's not as common with norovirus compared to COVID, for example, but there are certainly some people, whenever they get a diarrheal infection, norovirus, traveler's diarrhea, you can get irritable bowel after. So that's something to just watch out for. And again, would not respond to treatment with antivirals, but really with time. But again, it's going to be very rare with norovirus.
Okay, one more question. A listener wants to know, what is the duration of the norovirus?
Yo, that's a great question. So it takes about 3 days to get it. So somebody vomits on you or close to you, or you touch something that vomit has fallen on, you'll get in about 3 days, and it takes about 2 to 3 days of symptoms before you get it over with. So easy, quick on, quick off. CDC recommends you stay home for 48 hours after the duration of symptoms, and that's because it reduces the risk of transmission.
Well, this hasn't been the most pleasant breakfast conversation, but very good information about the norovirus. Dr. Peter Chin Hong, infectious disease specialist at UCSF. Thanks again for your time this morning.